fate of the universe on the line. I want Iguodala.
I'm Kevin Durant. You know who I am.
Curry, way downtown. Bang!
Bang! Welcome to the first podcast of the Wallace Bay Pod, season 7, I think, if I'm not wrong. And yes, it's just me. I'm the only person today on the pod. Ashwin may or may not join us in future pods because life has caught up to him. A lot of good things have happened in his life, and I think it is time for him to focus on the things that matter most to him. I think when he is ready to announce certain things, I would be more than happy to tell what these things are. But for now, I'll be running the podcast, and hopefully we will get some friends of the pod to join us, and maybe Ashwin might also join us someday. It is a little weird talking to yourself on a podcast because it's not the most famous or the most usual routine. Generally, it's two people bantering, and it's much more fun. But I think for today's pod, what we're discussing is the top 20 players of the NBA. And for that, I think maybe one person should be enough. And that's kind of where I'm going with. Thanks a lot for joining, and hopefully you'll enjoy as well as agree or disagree with my list. It's not a very controversial list. I've realized that companies like ESPN and Ringer, they put very controversial lists so that people talk about it, people share about it, people debate. And I understand why they do that, but I think for me, controversy is not my thing. I like to keep it simple. I like to keep it as close to what I would think would be the actual list, which may or may not be very controversial. So one spin that I could do to this list is to not go 20 to 1 or 1 to 20, because I feel like it's pretty obvious who some of these players are. Like the top five, almost everybody can guess who the top five are. So I'm going to do a little bit different. I'm going to have spin the wheel, where you're going to spin the wheel and you're going to figure out, burn the wheel. And then based on that, I'll tell you who the player is. And then hopefully we'll have a top 20. I hope this is more fun than the normal 20 to 1, 1 to 20. So, all right, let's go. Now, I forgot to say this. The top 20 is going to be selected based on last year's performance and skill set. So you should have performed really well last year and skill set. Anything before that, maybe like 2-3 years back, doesn't really count. You have to have a really good performance last year. And also what we're considering is full health. It's like, how were you performing when you were full health? Injuries happen. Injuries are part of the NBA now. We can't really get away from it. But what we want to look at is when this person was healthy and this person was on the field, well, the person performed. So that's kind of the criterion. I forgot to say that at first. All right, let's go the spin machine again. And it is number two. Oh, wow. Number two. So number two would be Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis Antetokounmpo is number two. So this is very easy to guess who number one is. What do I say about Giannis? Phenomenal player, both sides of the floor. Could be number one, but whoever's number one performed way better than him last year. So that person goes number one. And yeah, it's just a beast, man. Like, there was really no explanation there for Giannis at number two. I think he might have an MVP year this year, and he's really going to go for it, especially with Dame on his team. He's going to have so many open looks that I think his numbers are going to be better. He's going to be able to do much more defensively because he doesn't have to exhaust himself offensively. So I think it's going to be a great year for him. He seems very, very passionate about doing it this year. So that's my pick for number two. All right, let's spin it again. Wait, nine. So Luka Doncic, number nine. I'm sure a lot of you might be thinking, why Luka Doncic is so low? But a lot of it has to do with his inability to get the Mavs into the playoffs. Yes, he had a bad roster. Yes, there was a lot of people. Yes, he had to learn to play with Kyrie Irving. And yes, the Western Conference is stacked. All of these things are true. And that's why he's still in number nine, because this is a very, very difficult list to make. And if they've gotten the Mavs into the playoffs last year, I think I would have definitely put him a little bit higher. But he's at number nine purely based on talent, not on results. All right. Let's, now that we have number two, let's spin it again to see what is the next one. Number six. Oh, all the high numbers are coming in. That's interesting. So number six, me, is this person that I was never very high on, but last year really changed that for me, and that's Jason Tatum. I think Jason Tatum has shown every year progress in his game. Last year, he was even better defensively. He took the Boston Celtics, you know, to the maximum that he could with Jaylen Brown and the situation that they had. They had in their team, losing Ime Udoka, having a first-year coach, having no assistant coaches. He played really, really well. I would argue that Jaylen Brown is more important to the Boston Celtics, but Jaylen Brown definitely did escape, I want to say, from the limelight. He was exposed. He was the reason why they couldn't win that series, because he made a lot of blunders. And hopefully he'll come back this year better, more stronger, and we'll be able to do much. But Jason Tatum, phenomenal results last year. Great player, efficient scoring, good on defense, leader of the team. Celtics played really well. Nothing bad to say about him. So he's my number six. Let's see who is the next. All right. Who is this? Number 18. Okay, number 18 on my list. Controversial one. He's Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, even though the Grizzlies lost Ja Morant, and Ja Morant didn't play that many games last year, it was still number two. A lot of it had to do with him, his leadership. Whenever he was playing. Unfortunately, the things that happened to him happened, and we cannot, based on my judgment criteria, we cannot judge him based on that. But when he was on the floor, the Grizzlies was really, really good. They played really well. And I think that he deserves the number 17 spot just because of his, even if he doesn't play the first 25 games, I think the rest 60 games, he's going to be amazing. So I think he's going to come back with a chip on his shoulder. Hopefully, I really hope he doesn't do anything stupid. He sticks to basketball and just does what he did last year. Not last year, the year before that. But he was just absolutely mind-bogglingly good. So that's hoping for that. And that's why he's at 17. I think he would have been much higher if things would not have happened the way they have. Ooh, player number three. All right, player number three. It's our very own, absolutely incredible last year, Steph Curry. Steph was just very, very, very good. He carried the Golden State Warriors. He didn't go that deep in that they usually do, but you know, I think I give him a little bit credit for what he did the year before that, winning the championship. I think he deserves that, and he repeated his performance. He was much better. He really didn't have the team. You know, he didn't have the team when he got them to the playoffs. They won the first round. They got swept in the second round, but they got defeated in the second round. So, you know, they went against the Sacramento Kings, where, you know, he really played well. He really carried them. They had very, very close games, and Steph was incredible. So Steph is my number third best player. I think he's also looking fit. It doesn't seem like he has any injury issues. So he's just up there, man. He's just balling, as one would say. With the C.
And the wheel.
Oh, I actually didn't realize this, but people on the podcast cannot see the spinning of the wheel. So let's say the wheel is spinning, and it's number five. So number five on my list, LeBron James is number five. He could have been number three, but he is playing with another phenomenal player. And so it's really difficult to put him above Steph. So LeBron, I mean, I think he averaged like 29, 9, 7 or something like that, some incredible numbers, and looking as fit as you would ever see him in preseason. He has become less distant in the regular season because he picks his spots, he picks his times. He is not as dominating. I mean, it's funny how someone who's averaged 29, 9, and 7 is considered not dominating. That's just because it's LeBron James, and we have seen him do a lot more than that. And so, that number is better than Jason Tatum's number. So he definitely was instrumental in getting them to the second round. He was definitely instrumental in the win against the Warriors, and he definitely was instrumental in getting Russell Westbrook to Lakers. So he, for all the positives, he's had some negative stuff also. But overall, on his gameplay, you really can't say much. Yet in the postseason, he looked tired, he looked fatigued, he basically was playing one game, and the other game he would sort of not play that much, and then, like, you know, you could see that his body couldn't take as much as it used to, but that doesn't take away from the fact that he still went on the floor really, really dangerous. So he's my number five. Next player. Let's see what we got. Man, all the top players are gone. I was thinking we'd start from the bottom. I guess they don't want me to. Number 15 is somebody who I think should have been higher, but didn't really play last year, is Dame Lillard. Dame Lillard, I mean, his offensive talent is as good as Steph Curry, if not better. You know, a top two or three guard in terms of core skill set. But last year, you know, he sat out. He was not in a good place with Portland. And even when he was playing, Portland wasn't really doing that well. So I think that now with Giannis, this is where he will shine, where he will have his moment of truth. The thing that he wanted. I feel he got it a little late because he's a little older now. And so it might be very difficult in the way he plays. But I think Giannis and Dame fit very well. And I think that he will be much more effective. Even though I do think that there will be a huge, huge learning curve for both Giannis and Dame. Maybe not for Giannis as much, because Giannis came in not as like a superstar, you know, getting all the minutes. He learned to, you know, earn his minutes. You know, he just wasn't given the minutes. And so he might be a little bit more accommodating of another superstar. But Dame, on the other hand, even though you could say he tried to earn his minutes, but not really. You know, by his second year, he was like the man on the team. After Brandon Roy got injured, somebody else and Dame took over, right? So he's been the man of the team for 7-8 years now, so it'd be very difficult for him to adjust. But talent-wise, he definitely is above. But in terms of performance last year, it's kind of like the Luka thing, you know? Like, the difference between Luka and Dame is what, like 10 points, 10 players? And all of those players in between have had much more better performances, if not talent. So I always put performance over talent, because, you know, talent is useless if it doesn't result in wins or doesn't result in some kind of performance that makes value for your team and your franchise. So, all right, so that's kind of fun. Let's go to the next one. All right. 19. It is 19. All right. Let's see who is player number 19. Player 19 is my favorite player. I think that he is underrated to be 19. I think he definitely should be more highly rated. My man Bane from the Memphis Grizzlies. I think he is such a phenomenal player, such a phenomenal great scorer, clean scorer. I love it. I don't know how many people have you watched Bane play, but he is so clean. So clean. His moves, crisp, like, he's not a big ball hog, excellent off the ball. Good defensively, overall, the best player of Memphis Grizzlies last year, and they were number 2. So ideally, I think Bane should be much more higher. But I think that talent-wise, he still hasn't refined a lot of his work. And this year, he will get so many minutes that he will show that why he is so good talent-wise. Because last year, I felt like he was on and off. Like, sometimes he would get all the minutes, sometimes he would get all the looks, sometimes they would run play for him. He didn't have control of the team. And yeah, you know, coaching staff was really bad. Whatever happened to John Moran happened, but still, number 2, see, you know, and all Bane was the best player far. So Bane's there. Gotta credit him for his success for the team. Bad. There you go. Number 1. Who is number 1? And I think we all know this. We don't need to spend too much time on number 1. Number 1 is Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets. True MVP of last year and the champion. He is amazing. Just absolutely, absolutely amazing. So yeah, he's number 1. I really don't think we need to explain too much about it. If someone has any problem with the number 1, meet me in the DMs of Instagram. Or send us an email at ballisbaypod@gmail.com. Right, so now let's spin it. There we go. Spinning the wheel. Ooh, number 13. Number 13. Unlucky number, but who's at number 13? Number 13 is Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray, number 13. Maybe a little higher than expected based on skill, but performance? Oh my God. My God. I mean, listen, Jokic was great in the postseason, but Jamal was no scrub. Jamal, I think, Was he a triple-double? He averaged a triple-double in the postseason? I think so. He definitely had the advantage of Jokic being triple-teamed, but that doesn't take away from the fact that he had to still perform. He still had to perform. And if he did not perform, I don't think the Nuggets would have won, right? Because, or won so easily. He's the only pure person that can, like, actually play pick and roll with Jokic. And what makes Jokic so potent is his pick and roll action, right? And so when you're playing pick and roll, and you have, so performance-wise, just amazing, amazing. It resulted in wins, unselfish, understood the game, understood his role, that sometimes he had to be the best player on the team because Jokic just didn't have it some days. And he did that. And there were very few games where I looked at Jamal Murray in the postseason and thought, oh, he's not really playing well. I really never thought, I mean, maybe like one or two games, I think against the Lakers, sorry, not against the Lakers, against the Suns, where I thought, oh man, like, what's Jamal Murray doing? But otherwise, just he played perfect, elevated the team. So for that, that's where he goes, 13, number 13. All right, let's go next. Last spot, the person that got to the cut is Zion Williams. A little controversial, I would say. To be put at 20, because I think he should be higher based on talent and based on what his performance was on the court. When he was on the court, I think the Pelicans were number 2 seed. And then he got injured and they went from number 2 to number like 8. Zion should be higher, in my opinion. I put him on 20 because I want to see him perform a little better. I mean, he should be higher. He should be higher. Now that I think about it, he should be higher. 20 is too low for Zion because he did perform really, really well when he was in the court. The Pelicans did make the playoffs or the play-in. And that was mostly because of Zion's like crazy performance in the beginning of the season. You know, because I think there was a month, I think it was like February or March, where they went for like 3 for 13 in terms of wins, which is crazy because they were like number 2 seed. And that was because Zion was not there. So Zion's impact on the Pelicans is a lot. And that's because he's amazing. So I think maybe 20 is too low for him. I'm going to bump him up. I don't know where I'm going to bump him up, but I will think, you know, between 15 and 20 is where he would go. I think he would probably be above maybe Jamal, somewhere in the Jamal category, because he didn't really have the performance that he would need. Man. And so I would say, I watched one preseason game of Zion, and I think that he has lost a lot of effort. Like, he is not as springy as he used to be, you know, and that's a problem. That's a real problem for him. But, you know, he's got a lot more weapons. He is the most dominant player in NBA today, easily. When he's on the court, you can't stop him. He give you everywhere, left, right, straight, up, down. So Zion, definitely between 15 and 20, though. Between 15 and 20, but 20 is a little too low. All right. Next. It is number 16. Number 16 is Stevens. He can play really well throughout the regular season. And just, I don't know, in the end, they kind of like lost something. And they had a skid, they fell down. The backcourt started slipping off. But Donovan Mitchell just played really well. So I think he has all the talent in the world. He played well. They had decent performance. They got into the playoffs very easily in the Eastern Conference. They got smashed in the Eastern Conference, but in the playoffs. But having said that, you know, 14 seems pretty, I mean, I think he was, not 14, he was 16. 16 seems pretty good. I think Zion would be above Donovan in this case. So I'm moving Zion up now. So I'm just trying to figure out where to put him in. By the end of the pod, I'll tell you about Zion. This was my bad. I just realized as I was speaking that Zion is still up. Next one. Hey, so we got now. Who we got? Number 12. Number 12 is Jimmy Buckets. Jimmy Buckets is number 12. He could be a number 10 player if he played better in the regular season. I feel like he was a monster in the playoffs, but he just disappeared against the Nuggets. I didn't realize, like, he had horrible stats against the Nuggets. And that's the reason why I put him at number 12. I think he would have been a number 10 if he would have just been, you know, much better player against the Nuggets. That's the only thing. Yeah, okay, regular season, he's taking it lightly. That's fine with me because at the point, you should have confidence in your team, that your team is good enough to win games, and you need to be, it's kind of like the Tim Duncan philosophy, where he never really played the regular season the way other players would play because he just had confidence in his team. And when you have confidence in your team, you let your team members carry the load because you know that when it comes to season, that's when you got to step it up. That's when the stakes are higher. That's when your talent is required. That's where your talent gets over the defensive like stuff that the other team puts up on you. So in that sense, Jimmy is a top 10 player. But I dinged him down to 12 because he really disappeared against the Nuggets. Now, a lot of players disappeared against the Nuggets. You know, AD, LeBron, KD, everybody disappeared. But Jimmy really couldn't find him against the Nuggets. I was like, because Jimmy's going to have a game. So like, he's going to come back, but he just didn't. Like, sports, so he played well. But that's why he's number 12. But number 12 is pretty good. He could have been another 10 if he just played a little bit better against that. All right. And skill-wise, that's my thing. Again, it's also based on skill. It's like, I feel like skill-wise, he's somewhere there. He's in that range. He had a good team. He had a good core. He was a leader. He took it. He won a crazy series against the Bucks. Nobody's expecting it. A lot of luck involved in that series, but still, you know, luck favor the brave. So I think number 12 is good place to change. All right, let's go. All right. Number four is, obviously, because we have talked about the others, and obviously Joel has to be in the top 5 players. MVP. I mean, beast. Absolute beast. Just unstoppable. Offensive, defensive. Juggernaut. You know, played amazingly last year. I wouldn't say deserved the MVP, but I'm not mad he got the MVP. And played okay in the playoffs. You know, like, you know, James Harden was doing his thing. I mean, I feel like they had their shot to get into the finals at least. They kind of squandered it, but the blame was not on Joel Embiid. He played really well. So, you know, number four is, he has to be. I mean, he could be number 3, but we got Steph Curry there, and Steph just had lesser help and played much better in the playoffs. So that's why. All right. Next. So, spinning. Ooh, number 7. Who is number 7? Number 7. Kevin Durant. So I think we've come to our first 7 players, which is typically the 7. So it's Jokic, Giannis, Steph, Embiid, LeBron, Tatum, and Kevin Durant. That's the first 7. What do I say about KD? That has not been said for the last 5 years of his playing. Nothing to say. Why is it number 7? I think that's a good spot. You know, I think he didn't perform the way you would expect him to perform. He's had injuries, but when he was on the court, he's been great. He's older. I feel like he's been having too many injury prone seasons. So I'm also expecting injury this season. So I think a seven is not too bad. You know, like he could be maybe six, maybe about Tatum. It could be things about LeBron, and things about Embiid, and things about Steph. So I think you could switch Tatum and KD. But Tatum just is younger, better, more to prove, leader of the team. Celtics went deeper, so I would say Tatum about KD. All right. So the next number 17. 17 is Trae Young. Number 17 is Trae Young. What do I say about Trae Young? Phenomenal scorer, phenomenal offensive player. I think a lot of people are completely forgetting the fact that he is an assist machine. He's really, really good at drawing defenses and dishing it out. I don't know. I think James Harden had the highest assist last year, but I think Trae Young was very close. Very, very good offensively. Not a scrub. I think 17 is a good spot for him. He could have been, I mean, who's above him? Let me see. If you talk who's 16, so 15, 16, 17 is Dame, Donovan, and Trae. So we don't know who 14 is. So 15, so I would say maybe you could argue Trae is better than Dame based on performance. I really don't think so. I think that, you know, Trae, Atlanta is, you know, in the East Coast, easier to perform. Dame definitely skill-wise is much better. Donovan's performance was much better last year. Kind of does almost similar things as Trae. Better offensively, better scorer. Donovan. So I think Trae is at the right spot. He's about Ja and Bane, which is fine, I think. I still think Bane and Zion could go higher. So I'm going to make some twists, some small changes by the end of the pod, because I feel like as I'm talking aloud, I'm feeling that they have to be higher. All right, so we go to the last four. By now, you will forget who these players are. Number eight is Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard was absolute beast, both in the regular season. I mean, he played only 52 games, and I think he won 44 of those, just the same amount of games that, the Clippers won. So he, whenever he's on the court, absolutely dominating. And he played in the playoffs, his two games, he had phenomenal numbers, and then he just didn't play, you know, two games, he played amazing. The Clippers were going to sweep the Suns, and then he got injured. So when he was on the court, great, amazing. Performance, now, this is something that I really debated. Otherwise, I think Kawhi can go as high as maybe four. I think skill-wise, he's better than Embiid, even last year. Whenever he was on the court, he was just unstoppable. When it came to performance, I was like a little bit hesitant. I was like, huh, maybe he didn't perform that well because he didn't play that many games. But if you look at the Clippers' performance, and they're one game away from the Suns, it was a number four seed. So they were a number four seed team without PG and Kawhi playing a majority of their game. So I just thought we are underestimating, or we are thinking the Clippers are not such a good team because two best players are never on the court. But when they are on the court, they're a pretty good team. So performance-wise, I had to give him the points because he performed whenever he was on the court. And this is why also, like, I think Zion needs to be higher, because when Zion's on the court, unstoppable. All right, so it spins the spin. It could be so much fun with Ashwin, but sorry, that's just me. So we got number 10. I like that these numbers, the last three numbers, like number 10, 11, and 14, and they're kind of close. So maybe people are keeping track of it. Number 10 is Booker. Ashwin, why Booker is number 10, not higher. So Booker is after Tatum, KD, Kawhi, Luka, and then Booker. So I really had a tough time debating Booker and Luka. And the reason why Booker is 10 and Luka is 9 is purely because of their health and performance. So a lot of the Phoenix Suns' performance has to do with the fact that they had a very good core team that have been playing really well for the last few years. Nothing has really changed. Last year, you know, they had CP3, they had Ayton, they had Mikal Bridges, they had all the players, right? And so it's obvious that the performance would be better. But on the other hand, you're looking at skill. I feel like Luka, skill-wise, is better than Devin Booker. And Devin Booker is better core than Luka. I definitely think so. I think that when I saw him play with KD in the playoffs, really, like for some games where I think KD and Devin Booker went for like 40 each in two games, like some ridiculous. And he was Michael Jordan in the playoffs, so it was really difficult for me. I think 7, 8, 9, 10. So 6 is Tatum, KD, Kawhi, Luka, Booker. All players, Booker had the best team, the most consistent team. So his performance was much better when he was on the court. So ideally, he could have been between Tatum and KD, but I don't think that skill wise last year he was as good as Kawhi, Luka, KD. I just don't think that. So he's at 10, but these five, Tatum, KD, Kawhi, Luka, Booker, these five are very close to each other. You could mix and match them anyways, and I would be totally fine with it. Like, you could put Kawhi 10, and I would be okay with it. But Kawhi, when he was on the court against the Phoenix Suns, he was the best player on the court. Better than KD and better than Booker. I definitely think Luka can go down and Booker can go up. So that's something that I'd be more than happy to entertain, is Luka being 10 and KD and Booker being 9. I think that makes sense. All right, so last two numbers, number 11 and number 14. Okay, number 11. Let's see if you have guessed who number 11 is. 14. Okay, number 14.
Number 14 is my main man, Jaylen Brown.
I've always said Jaylen Brown is the more important player for the Boston Celtics. He does a lot of things that he doesn't do. He fills in a lot of gaps that Tatum doesn't fill. But unfortunately, I would have rated him much higher. Two things happened last year. One, Tatum went a step about scoring. He got better. He got better defensively. He got better scoring off screens. And Jaylen Brown actually regressed. He went a rank lower, where he really got exposed in the playoffs. And he got exposed in such a bad way that you have to think before putting him in a top 15 players. Like, I haven't seen most of the lists. I think most of the lists don't even have him in the top 20 because of how badly he got exposed in the playoffs against him, unless he doesn't fix it this year. If he comes back this year and he still has that problem, it's not like how Steph Curry, when he started off, he had a turnover problem. He's probably still has a turnover problem, but he fixed it. You can't ding a person for the one thing that they figured out about, you know, and you come back and show that you're better. And so
as much as he looked terrible in the playoffs because of this thing that he can't go I don't know, right or left, one of those, he couldn't go in one of the directions, and all of them really, really exposed it. And overall, everything he does, everything he brings to the team, it's amazing. And so I think this year, if he comes back with a more potent ability to control the ball, both Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown are horrible at ball handling, absolutely bad. So this is what the the Warriors really honed in on. They just went for the ball every time these two got the ball, because they knew that if you don't try to steal the ball from them and you give them the space to operate, they're going to score. But if you just go for the ball, you act like all you want to do is disrupt their dribble, they will make a mistake. You know, it's not like you can't do the same thing for like a Kyrie or a Steph or a Dame, because they're so good at ball handling that if you try to go for the ball, it's over. You have to defend them either by cutting a pad or, you know, blocking the airspace, something of that sort. But if you go for the ball, it's done. But with both Jason Tatum and Jalen Brown, was what they used. Well, that's what the Warriors used in the finals, and that's what Miami used in last year. And I think Jalen Brown needs to fix it. If not, then he just keeps going down and down and down, because you can do a lot of these good things, but if you have this one thing that is really, really bad, people are going to exploit it. And once people start exploiting it, you're not such a great player. You're not Shaq, right? Like, okay, Shaq can't play free throws, that's fine, but he's got this other thing. Giannis can't shoot, okay, but he's got all this other stuff that is much higher. So Jalen Brown is not that. Jalen Brown has to be a complete package to be effective. So anyway, so that's my number 14. And I think number 11 is our final pick. And I think that is pretty much obvious to everybody, is Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is a top five talent. Let me put it that. Anthony Davis is a better talent than Embiid. And Anthony Davis is a better talent than LeBron today. Unfortunately, his performance is not that great, even when he's on the court. And this is the difference between, let's say, him and Kawhi. Kawhi's on the court, his performance is amazing. There are very, very few games you can pick up Kawhi where he did not show up. There are so many games for Anthony Davis where you can pick and say, man, he didn't show up. And that's what happened last time in the playoffs. He just didn't show up in some game. And that's the reason why he's number 11. He's definitely above it. Whenever he showed up, number 11 seems appropriate, I think, for me to have him. So let's go through the list again. Number one, Giannis, number 2. Steph, number 3. Embiid, number 4. LeBron, number 5. I think this is a pretty solid top five. The 6 to 10, I think you can debate. Tatum, KD, Kawhi, Luka, Booker. I think you can debate and maybe, you know, sort of move there. I think Luka and Booker can go. I think Booker should be able to Luka. I think that's appropriate. Then you have 11 to 15, which is Anthony Davis, Jimmy Butler, Jamal Murray, Jalen Brown, Dame Lillard. Dame is there purely based on talent, because he's the phenomenal talent. He should be much higher if his performance is there. I'm very happy with this. I don't care if we move anybody here and there. No, I think 11 to 15, I'm really happy with. 16 to 20, that's Donovan, Trey, Ja, Bane, Zion. I think I'm going to make some changes here. I'm going to move Bane up higher than Donovan and put Zion above Bane. So the 16 to 19 would be Zion, Bane, Donovan, Trey, and Ja. So that's the changes I'm going to make. So I hope this was a great list for you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I'll be putting this up on Instagram too, where you should go and follow us at Ballers Bay Pod. And, you know, hopefully next time we'll have a guest or another co-host, or if not, you'll have me. I think the next podcast is going to be about teams. My sort of dream is to always have like a deep dive for every team, you know, 15, 20 minutes for every team, go in and like really talk about it pre-real season starting. So that's my goal, but it is a lot of work and hopefully I can get there. So with that, I'll let you all go, and thank you for following us, subscribing to us, listening to us. And I don't know if you reached here, but if you have, that's awesome. And if you have, actually send us an email or follow us on Instagram, let us know that you're listening to this in some way or the other. And then or I think I'm gonna put this on YouTube too, so you can comment down there. We're excited for this next season. I think it'll be a good season again. This season is awesome because there's a lot of parity, you know, some super teams, but like really amazing players type super team to really like tilt everything. So my brother season, and then have a good day, and see you guys next time. Bye-bye.